Long-term care and senior housing will be addressed in this final lecture of Unit 9, Component 11. In the long-term care setting, the patients are called residents. Not only are the individuals receiving nursing care, but they also are permanently residing at the facility. Sometimes long-term care facilities are divided by the level of care provided. There may be residents who are receiving non-skilled care, who simply require assistance with the activities of daily living. There are facilities that focus on providing Alzheimer's disease care, units that provide skilled nursing care, and rehabilitation facilities that focus on short-term patients. The long-term care industry is among the highest regulated industries in the U.S., Facilities participating in Medicare and Medicaid must comply with federal regulations. Each state has separate licensure laws. In the case of overlapping or conflicting laws, the facility must comply with the more stringent of the two regulations. The results of licensure surveys are accessible to the public, and federal law requires that the most recent survey be posted in a public area of the facility. In addition to licensure surveys, facilities are subject to surveys conducted in response to complaint investigations. These result from calls to the state agency concerning care concerns and regulatory violations. These survey findings are also subject to public access and can impact the facility licensure. Long-term care has federally mandated documentation requirements that are different from other care settings. The Comprehensive Resident Assessment is the primary source for evaluating care outcomes. This refers to the resident assessment documents and the federally mandated Resident Assessment Instrument, RAI, process. The RAI has three main components. They are the minimum data set, MDS, Resident Assessment Protocols, RAPs, and the utilization guidelines that are specified in the State Operations Manual, SOM. Each of these components flows from one to the other. This information is available on the website for the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services and is referenced on this slide. The MDS is a set of screening, clinical, and functional status elements and is a standardized means of assessing all residents in Medicare and Medicaid facilities. The Resident Assessment Protocols, RAPs, are a process for assessing social, medical, and psychological problems by reviewing key components of the MDS. If an RAP is triggered, additional assessment is required. The minimum data set is electronically submitted and added to a national repository at the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid. The repository is used to develop quality measures. Information about residents' health, physical functioning, mental status, and general well-being is collected in a standardized format. This is done at admission and then at prescribed intervals during the stay at the facility. Version 3.0 of the MDS was recently delivered to the long-term care industry and mandates the inclusion of the residents' ideas about their care and needs. Family guardians and significant others may also be involved in this part of the patient interview. Technical assistance for this new requirement is available through the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid website that provides in-depth training modules, videos, technical specifications including software, provider information, and information for vendors. It is a comprehensive site about regulations in long-term care. A couple of the links where this information may be obtained are listed on this slide. As we stated earlier, long-term care facilities are highly regulated. They have a standard data set that is easily automated. In many other ways, this type of facility is similar to acute care facilities, particularly as it relates to workflow, communication, and information flow. Long-term care facilities usually have lower budgets, but their decision-making demands are less. Their information systems, or EHR, can be simpler and more straightforward. Many times long-term care facilities are part of a corporation, so the information systems may be planned and implemented from the corporate level. As stated in the American Health Information Practice Brief, EHR adoption in LTC and the HIM value, published January 2011, it is estimated that currently 20 to 30% of long-term care facilities have partial or full EHRs, and that number is growing. The consumer in long-term care is changing. The U.S. population is aging, and many more people expect to have a voice in their care, as well as an electronic means of exchanging and accessing information. The ongoing emphasis on the quality of care and patient safety that an EHR can provide is impacting growth as well. Additionally, the cost of healthcare and the need for greater administrative efficiency and effectiveness is driving vendor development for long-term care systems. By keeping up on new healthcare models, long-term care facilities will be able to positively impact their revenue streams. The changing consumer expectation is a cultural shift. Not only are there different patient expectations for long-term care needs in the aging population, but the children and grandchildren of patients expect easy access to information that will affect their loved ones. Personal health information can be shared much more quickly via electronic processing, and individuals are utilizing the internet and social media to research healthcare issues and treatment options. This culture change is consumer-centric and begs for transparency. Another driver in EHR adoption in long-term care is quality of care and patient safety. As in other healthcare environments, reduction in medication errors is essential to the improved safety and health of a resident. With electronic charting, clinical documentation can be more easily used for decision-making. The interface with other facilities, as well as state and national systems, through health information exchange demands the growth of the EHR in this setting. In addition, advancements in telehealth and telemedicine have the potential to positively affect the ongoing health of the resident. The administration of long-term care facilities is like other facilities impacted by the cost of healthcare services. Improved technology and software enhances the ability of data analytics. Revenue management, including the billing process, requires fine-tuned and up-to-date systems. The storage of paper health records is expensive, and the electronic health record serves as a going green ecosystem while managing the cost of storage. The American Health Information Practice Brief, EHR Adoption in LTC, and the HIM value from the Journal of AHIMA, January 2011, recommends that the long-term care area look to their business partners for coordination of care and data exchange within the context of state and federal privacy and security laws. Healthcare payment systems continue to influence all sectors of the healthcare settings, including long-term care. These systems will continue to encourage more bundled payment for care delivered. Long-term care administrators need to be savvy about technological advancements that can leverage more collaboration among other healthcare delivery systems. A group of stakeholders with common interests and vision for health information technology have published a roadmap for health IT in long-term care and post-acute care facilities. The stakeholders represent home and community-based services, nursing homes, assisted living, long-term acute care hospitals, rehabilitation, and post-acute care facilities, as well as other long-term care areas. The Long-Term and Post-Acute Care, LTPAC, published a Roadmap for Health IT in Long-Term and Post-Acute Care, LTPAC, which is publicly available from the American Health Information Management Association. The LTPAC roadmap prioritizes three sets of efforts for 2010 to 2012. 1. Advocating for full participation, consideration, and benefits in national, state, and regional HIT efforts and incentives. 2. Promoting effective demonstration and adoption of HIT by the LTPAC, including EHR certification. 3. Promote a person-centered vision of health and wellness across the healthcare spectrum of care. As long-term care advances in EHR development, the work of the long-term and post-acute care stakeholders appears to be a group that will motivate legislation. If you are interested in long-term care, this may be a group that you may want to follow. The full report is publicly available from the AHIMA Library, as referenced in this slide. Growth of EHRs in the long-term care sector is inevitable as the other healthcare sectors advance in technology and information exchange. The aging population will impact the expectations for easy electronic access that will enhance their care. There is a strong support from the long-term and post-acute care sector for the advancement of technology in this area. We will now look at a senior housing research project done by researchers from the University of Missouri who are developing a comprehensive EHR at Tiger Place, an independent senior housing facility that helps residents age in place. The EHR will help to integrate information collected by sensors, videos, and clinical data to reduce episodes of acute illness and/or provide greater information for clinical decision-making. As this slide states, when there are episodes of illness, there is a functional decline of the resident. By looking at how to find earlier recognition of illness, this research is hoping to identify new ways to offer timely intervention. The emphasis of the research was on increased quality. The intent was to enhance nurse care coordination, as well as integrating clinical data and using data from new technology. The research also hoped to advance technology and clinical research. It is impossible to have eyes on residents 24 hours a day. In senior housing, the intent is for the residents to remain independent for as long as possible. To enable this, 26 apartments at the Tiger Place residence were outfitted with motion sensors, bed sensors, and stove sensors to monitor and provide support to the senior residents. Technology assisted in the physiologic activities of the residents with the intention of improving quality of life. The activities database stores the sensor information. With this information, there can be development of customized alert systems. There is a strong link built in the architecture between the activity database, since it contains the sensor data, and the EHR database. This allows sensor data to be logged in the electronic health record and alerts generated. There is a secure interface with the electronic health record. The EHR does include standardized assessments of residents. The system provides customizable access for researchers, clinicians, family members, and the residents themselves. Privacy and security of information is mandated by the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA. What does this all mean for infrastructure? EHRs can incorporate more than text-based data. Sensor data provides more information for clinical decision-making in environments like senior housing. The infrastructure can provide for more detailed assessment data that can be used to improve the lives of the resident. Finding ways to efficiently and effectively display data that is useful for clinical decisions will be important steps for the future.